This is News Talk.
There's a couple of stories dominating the front pages this morning, the housing plan and the text between the Taoiseach of the Foreign Affairs Minister and Catherine Zappone. I'll start with the Irish Times, which says the government aims to deliver 300,000 new homes by the end of 2030 under the €4 billion a year Housing for All plan to be unveiled today. The plan is to ramp up supply in a bid to finally tackle the housing crisis. Will also include a pledge to end homelessness by the end of the decade. Where have we heard that before? The success of the plan will be crucial for the future fortunes of the three coalition parties. The Cabinet is to provide the final sign-off on the plan today. Almost 90,000 of the homes to be delivered are to be social housing, with a target of further 36,000 affordable properties over the next 9 years. Another 18,000 homes will be designated cost rental, where rents will be at least 25% below the market rate. The remaining 156,000 homes, that's 52% of the total, are to be delivered through the private market. That same story in the Irish Examiner says a stamp duty cut to encourage empty nesters to sell homes and downsize will not be included in the plan. Instead, the plan will commit to a review of right-sizing with the possibility of a future stamp duty cut. A vacant site tax will also be examined, but sources said it would first be necessary for revenue to be given the go-ahead to collate data on the true number of empty homes across Ireland, and exemptions would be given for people whose homes are empty for valid reasons, including long-term nursing home care and other circumstances. A key measure to be announced will be a so-called land sharing value. This would see landowners or developers forced to pay up to half the increase in the value of land rezoned for housing. As sources said, this would put a cost on both speculation and hoarding of lands. The Land Development Agency is also expected to be allowed to borrow an additional €300 million, as well as having additional state lands announced. The agency is also expected to be asked to fulfil some of the thousands of planning applications that have yet to break ground. So lots of details in the papers there. The Catherine Zappone story is also dominating. The Examiner says Taoiseach Leo Varadkar knew of Catherine Zappone's appointment as a UN Special Envoy some 11 days before Taoiseach Micheál Martin was told about it at Cabinet in July. Tensions between the two parties have been heightened after Micheál Martin said Foreign Affairs Minister Simon Coveney's deletion of text messages on the matter was not best practice. The Irish Times says Minister Coveney will face questions about his evidence to an Oireachtas committee after the text messages released by the Taoiseach revealed apparent inconsistencies in his account of Catherine Zappone's appointment as Special Envoy. Coveney likely to face accusations he misled the committee, and there is now nervousness in government about the affair, according to the paper. The Indo says the government has been plunged into a fresh crisis over the botched appointment, and cabinet ministers are concerned the saga will overshadow the launch of their Housing for All plan today. And I don't think they're wrong on that. All of the papers lead with a picture of Ronaldo scoring one of the heartbreaking goals against Ireland last night. The Irish Times also has a story that teachers are no more at risk of being hospitalised with COVID or suffering severe illness than any other working age adults. Research in the British Medical Journal found neither school staff nor their household members were at any increased risk of severe outcomes at any time during last year's academic year. And the findings focused on the experience in Scotland. Just to go back now to a COVID story that I want to bring you. It's in the Indo, and it's a good explainer by Eilish O'Regan on the MU variant. It says Ireland is one of around 40 countries to have detected cases of a new COVID variant of interest, which is being closely monitored by the World Health Organization. The worry is that the variant known as MU may be more resistant to vaccines and more infectious. It's still early days, and it has not so far been ranked as a variant of concern in the same league as the Delta Delta variant, but as Ireland prepares to lift remaining COVID restrictions, it shows how we will always have to look over our shoulder for possible new threats. The WHO is worried about Mu because it carries a mutation which can help it evade antibodies and reduce the protection offered by COVID vaccines. And the paper says it's yet another reminder that the pandemic is not over. Mu may never be elevated to a variant of concern, which is important to say, but we've not seen the last of new forms of coronavirus which have mutated and are more risky than the version that came before. So I guess that's just one to watch. A couple of interesting education stories in the Irish Times. The first one says the number of pupils being taught through Irish in primary school is due to climb to a record high in the current school year. A combination of rising parental demand and patronage changes aimed at increasing access to Irish medium education are among the factors behind the rise. Latest enrolment figures indicate that around 1 in 12, or about 45,000 children, are being educated through Irish. The other story is about college rankings. It says some of Ireland's top universities have climbed up the latest set of world rankings. However, there's mixed news for other colleges which have either slipped down or held last year's positions. Trinity College remains Ireland's leading university, climbing 9 places to 146th in the Times Higher Education World University Rankings. The Royal College of Surgeons and UCD came joint second out of the top ranked institutions in the Republic in the 201 to 250 category. UCC also did well, moving up from the 301 to 350 category, and NUI Galway slipped while DCU retained its position. Anyone looking to get a new car this year? The Irish Indo says electric cars and hybrids account for nearly a third of all models bought so far this year. Hybrid sales, fully electric cars, plug-in hybrids, making a combined total of 30% of market share. So far this year, 96,000 new cars have been registered. Nature enthusiasts will be interested to hear. There's still no timescale on the establishment of a new wildlife crime unit, despite its formation being announced nearly a year ago. The current biodiversity crisis in Ireland, as well as increasing crimes against animals such as deer, hares and birds, prompted Heritage Minister Malcolm Noonan to announce the formation of a dedicated unit within the National Parks and Wildlife Service last October. However, the department told the Irish Examiner that it could not give firm details as to when the unit would be up and running. Now, in case you thought a smile is just a smile, there's a story in the Indo that says research from Queen's University analysed three different types of smiles: reward, dominance and affiliation. It looked at how these three influence social judgments. According to the research, a reward smile is encouraging and gives signals that a person's happy. A dominance smile reinforces superiority or status, and an affiliation smile builds and maintains social bonds. Interesting human behaviour story in The Sun. It says September is the top month for affairs as cheating surges 24%, a survey claims. The annual autumn affair surge could be even more pronounced this year, as bored spouses use the easing of restrictions to start afresh. This paper says a survey of 2,000 people found 78% of cheaters say the return to the office will make it easier to have an affair by providing cover for their secret liaisons. And you have been warned.
On 106 to 108 FM and newstalk.com. This is Newstalk.